Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of June 2018, and this is the 18th Moll Out Loud podcast. I got my numbers a bit confused, so yesterday's podcast went out as 819, and I had skipped one. And thank you, Judy, for letting me know and keeping me honest. So I'm now doing 818 in 2018, and then I will try and get back on to 820 tomorrow. See if I can manage that. I know yesterday when I started the podcast, I said I was having problems with the numbers, but I didn't quite realise how extensive those problems were. I'm sitting at home. I'm quite rugged up. I've just come in from getting some fruit from the post office, and there's a mist rising from the estuary. It looks lovely. But it's quite cold today, there hasn't really been any sun, and so it stayed the same. And my room where I sit and write and do most things doesn't need any heating when it's a sunny day in winter. The sun just comes straight in and warms it up. But if the sun doesn't come out, it makes a really big difference. So I've got my heater on. And this morning I went for a bike ride with a few other people to test my arm out a bit. I knew it was going to be quite an easy ride, mainly along a bike path. In fact, the most difficult thing is actually getting to the bike path. And that I could sort of practice trying to be relaxed on the handlebars, not to clutch them too much, and there would be time and leisure and lack of traffic to do that. So I think it was a good plan. It was a good thing to do. And it was quite slow because although in the past it's been e-bikes going on this ride, it was half and half. We had three bike riders and three e-bikers. It was a very slow ride. In fact, it was mainly slow because one of our e-bike riders, who has a tricycle, had her power. What's it called? Well, the pedal assist motor electronic gadget. I'm sure it's got a proper name, had got wet in those floods that we had. And in fact, another person there had their e-bike was completely destroyed in the flood. So that was one of the reasons we were slower today. And the one that wasn't calibrating properly had been calibrated to big wheels and not to the tricycle wheels. So it cut out at about 15 Ks instead of 25. Not that you really need to know all that technical detail, but it meant that it was a slow ride, and I decided to see how much of the ride I felt I could do without a motor. And it was a good thing to do, but when I got back, I was really knackered. I'm still a bit tired. I'm just at that time of day where it's pot of tea time, and then I'm going to talk to my sister and do a bit of work with her, and then I'm heading off into town on foot this time to the writer's cave at the old Mercury newspaper building where Island Magazine now has its offices, and hoping to have a good night of writing. I'm feeling a bit tired now. I'm just hoping that the walk into town is going to freshen me up. It may have been a bit of a silly idea to do quite as much today. But really, I'm determined to do tonight's, and really what I have done is silly rather than what I'm going to be doing. So we'll see. if the worst comes to the worst, I will catch a bus home and have a bit more of a sleep tomorrow. I really wanted to take a photo of this lovely rising mist for this podcast, but I had left my phone at home recharging. So that didn't happen, but what I am going to send you is another of the Mona wind shop windows, I think. That's where I'll be heading after I've uploaded, but I want to upload and make sure it's going out before I actually walk into town. So I'm preempting the photograph. The photograph is preempting me. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you have measured your pace properly and haven't overloaded yourself. If you have, I hope you've really enjoyed the overloading and that you can get some respite soon and allow your body to recalibrate. I hope you've been able to engage with what's most important to you in any way that is helpful or enjoyable or both. And I do hope that you've been able to enjoy something of the outside world as well. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.